S&P 500 hits record high as U.S. stocks recover from Iran war sell-off. The S&P 500 index rallied to a fresh record high on April 15 as U.S. stocks extended their rebound from last month's war-driven sell-off. The benchmark index jumped by almost 0.8%, or 55 points, to 7,022 at the market close. It has surged more than 3% over the past week and is now up 2.5% this year. Technology stocks also are rallying midweek, with the NASDAQ Composite Index soaring by more than 376 points, or 1.59%, to 24,016. The NASDAQ is poised for the best 11-session stretch in history, surging by about 2,400 points this month. Year to date, the popular tech-heavy index has risen 3%. The blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average was little changed, closing at 48,463. It's up by 0.83% this year. Markets are incredibly reflexive in that we can go from deep oversold oscillator readings to overbought in the matter of 2 weeks, Ken Mahoney, president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management, said to the Epoch Times in an emailed note. If you told someone when we were plunging down below 6,400 that we would be touching into 6,900 in a couple weeks, most likely they would have a hard time believing you. Wall Street investors have signaled hope regarding a potential end to the Iran war, which is approaching its 8th week. Traders reacted, in part, to President Donald Trump signaling that the war is very close to over, saying that Tehran wants to make a deal very badly. "I think it's close to over. I view it as very close to over," the president said. "If I pulled up stakes right now, it would take them 20 years to rebuild that country, and we're not finished." He added that the stock market will boom once the conflict is resolved. Energy markets have stabilized this week on optimism surrounding an end to the war. West Texas Intermediate crude oil, the U.S. benchmark for prices, slid 0.3% to $91 per barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. U.S. crude has dropped about 10% this week. Domestic natural gas prices continue to remain unaffected by the conflict, trading around $2.61 per million British thermal units. Tailwinds ahead. But while stocks could be pricing in an end to the conflict, market analysts say there are other tailwinds supporting the equities arena. Strong corporate earnings, tax refunds, and a stable job market are some of the components supporting the rally, says Nancy Tengler, CEO and CIO at Laffer Tengler Investments. During previous sell-offs like this, the index has been up 100% of the time over the next 3 months, Tengler said in a note emailed to the Epoch Times. Average tax refunds have risen 11% from a year ago to almost $3,500, according to data from the Internal Revenue Service. Employment data suggest employers could be expanding their hiring efforts. The economy added 178,000 jobs in March, well above the consensus forecast of 60,000. The unemployment rate also fell to 4.3%. Private employers also added an average of 39,250 jobs per week in the 4 weeks ending March 28, according to data from the ADP Research Institute published on April 14. This marks the fourth consecutive week of hiring improvement and the best reading since the payroll processor launched the series in September 2025. So for now, there is not a ton of concern, and you cannot have a recession without huge job losses, Mahoney stated. So if no rate hikes and no runaway inflation, which we think is possible, no recession, no bear market. Traders no longer pencil in the Federal Reserve tightening monetary policy in 2026. Futures markets expect the Fed to stay on hold for the rest of the year and to keep the current target range of 3.50 to 3.75%. Other markets. The greenback's risk premium continued to fade in the middle of the trading week. The U.S. dollar index, a gauge of the buck against a weighted basket of currencies including the Japanese yen and the British pound, dipped 0.1%. The index is now down 0.3% this year, after rising as much as 2%. Yields on U.S. Treasury securities were mostly up, with the benchmark 10-year jumping 2 basis points to 4.28%. The 30-year firmed above 4.89%. Gold and silver prices eased 0.5% and 0.1%, respectively. The leading cryptocurrencies were up significantly, including Bitcoin and Ether.